All right. And could you state and spell your name for me, please?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Asbell, A-S-B-E-L-L.
All right. Eileen, where do you most commonly gather your food? If you can give me a name as well as a location, if possible.
So a store. I mostly shop at Outpost on State Street. And when we travel, we go to food co-ops. Otherwise, I support local farmers.
Nice. So you commonly go to farmers markets a lot?
Yeah, weekly, at least once or twice a week.
Nice. And in as much detail as possible, could you describe the journey to and from this place or any store that you go to? Like, how do you get there? How far it usually takes you?
I'm fortunate enough to have a car, so I'm able to drive to wherever I want to go to get food most of the time. I don't have my own car. We share a car, so there is some limitations that way. But I do drive here and to there. I would love to walk. We used to have a grocery store in our neighborhood, and we don't anymore. So it requires driving.
And how long do you say it would take you to get to your, you know, destinations to buy food?
10 minutes.
Okay, and what food would you grow if you could?
All right, I'm part of a community garden, so we have a plot over there where we grow a variety of different things, and we have 4 raised beds at home. So we do grow a lot of our food. We grow tomatoes, peppers, peas. We're trying beans this year. Lots of herbs. Kale, collards, spinach, arugula, Swiss chard, beets, carrots, potatoes. I think those are pretty much the things that we grow.
Okay, and that kind of, like, I feel like the next question is describe your dream garden plot, but is there anything out of, you know, that you did not name that you would like to grow?
I have enough space, even just in pots, that I can add some things, which I might still do as I see plants. We usually wait till they're really cheap around 4th of July, and then we'll put in some things. So maybe some eggplants and some different things like that. We also have access. Our daughter is an emergent farmer in western Wisconsin, and so we have access to her community of foods there.
Okay. And when you think of trust, what is a taste or a recipe that comes to mind?
I think when we pass on foods, that there's this trust that we're going to continue to share those foods together. So, several of our plants, flowers, and vegetables come from our family's gardens. I'm really from New York State, so I have plants that I brought from New York. But a specific recipe for trust. I don't know if pie. I love making pies, and I'm kind of known for pies, but I guess the first thing that comes to my mind would be my grandmother's spaghetti sauce.
Okay. And the last question here is, tell us about a food that is special to you and what makes that food special.
Actually, all food is special. I love when new food, like fruits, first come in. So like this strawberry season. And then it will be cherries and peaches and apples in the fall. Like, I just love as the season comes. I don't know that I have a special food. Yeah, but thank you, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey?
I think it's interesting. I think a lot of us really struggle with food. You know, I cook differently now than I used to cook. I've always tried to cook very healthy, you know, but what the idea of healthy is has changed over the years. But also as someone who has struggled with my own weight, I mean, there is a journey, and I recognize at times when we're penny pinching, you know, that I still have access to food, and I recognize that other people don't. And so I've always tried to be part of a food movement and sharing with others.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much.